with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. States can now offer less comprehensive health plans under a new Trump administration policy and still qualify for federal subsidies.
Big picture, the new policy opens the door much wider open for red states in particular to waive certain key Affordable Care Act requirements, and that'll allow states to start selling policies that don't comply with the Affordable Care Act and get federal subsidies for them.
Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman has the details, but first, here are some top stories. Puerto Rico's job market was hit hard by Hurricane Maria last year, and recent data from the Labor Department shows the island is still struggling to recover. Puerto Rico lost 35,000 jobs in the month after Hurricane Maria hit, but payrolls have yet to return to pre-hurricane levels. Puerto Rico had 871,000 jobs in September of last year. The latest data shows payrolls were at 855,000 last month. Target is taking on competitors like Amazon and Walmart this holiday season by offering free two-day shipping on online orders beginning November 1st and running through December 22nd. Walmart currently offers free shipping on orders $35 and up, and Amazon provides the service to Prime customers who pay $119 a year for membership. Verizon, the nation's largest U.S. wireless carrier by subscribers, added even more in the third quarter, but saw declines in its pay TV and media units. The company added a net 295,000 new phone connections, but the company also acknowledged that it's unlikely to meet longer-term targets for its Oath Media and advertising business. Digital publisher Refinery29 is laying off more than 40 full-time employees and says it will produce 50% less content for social media. The Wall Street Journal reports that the move to cut about 10% of the workforce comes after the company failed to meet its revenue target for the year. Refinery29's co-chief executives say it's managed to diversify its business despite a tough environment for digital media. Still to come, more details on a Trump administration policy that allows states to offer less comprehensive health plans and receive federal subsidies. A new policy under the Trump administration will allow states to offer less comprehensive health plans and remain eligible for federal subsidies. Joining us now from Washington with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman. So this policy change was announced on Monday. Can you tell us about how it changes what's allowable for states in administering the Affordable Care Act?
Sure. So it's a pretty sweeping policy decision the Trump administration made. Basically, under the Affordable Care Act, there was a section that said states could propose waiving certain requirements of the Affordable Care Act if they could come up with comparable coverage for their residents. Now, the Trump administration is loosening what it means to be comparable, and they're allowing states to do much more creative things. So they're allowing them to offer slimmed-down policies that maybe don't really comply with a lot of the Affordable Care Act's requirements. You know, the Affordable Care Act says things like policies have to include a certain number of benefits, like maternity care. And the Trump administration is really trying to move away from that. And what they're basically allowing states to do now is to apply federal subsidies to those slimmed down plans. So taking cheap plans, making them even cheaper by applying federal subsidies to them.
So are Republicans marking a victory with this new policy change? And what can it tell us about their chances perhaps in the future for a more comprehensive rollback?
Yeah, absolutely. One person I spoke to put it to me pretty succinctly. He said, you know, if the Senate wasn't able to repeal Obamacare outright, then the next best thing is for the Trump administration to let states sort of do it piecemeal, to do it one by one. And we've really seen a lot of Republican states in particular express a desire to waive a lot of Affordable Care Act requirements. And before the administration put out this policy, they had limited legal leeway to let states be able to do that. Now they're sort of opening the door to more options.
The Wall Street Journal's been reporting on how changes like these have resulted in a pretty varied landscape between red and blue states. What are some of the major ways we're seeing this play out differently?
Yeah, absolutely. So the administration really in particular is trying to urge red states to wriggle free from as many Affordable Care Act requirements as they can. The administration has allowed things like short-term plans that don't have to comply with ACA rules, and they're allowing businesses or even some individuals to sort of band together in these associations and buy what's akin to employer plans that also skirt some ACA rules. And red states are really leaning into that and sort of allowing their markets to expand and offer those sorts of plans. On the other hand, we're seeing blue states sort of create these bulwarks to protect the Affordable Care Act. They're doing things like writing mandates that people have insurance or pay a penalty. So that, you know, was a mandate in the Affordable Care Act that Congress repealed. A lot of blue states are now looking at introducing their own mandates and creating state requirements that mimic the Affordable Care Act. So you're really seeing a fragmentation of red and blue states.
And I have to imagine this is creating a more confusing marketplace for consumers. Overall, what do these changes mean for consumers and how they're going about choosing health plans?
I think it means very much that it really, the type of healthcare that you're able to purchase is really more and more dependent on where you live. And there are pros and cons to both. You know, in conservative states that are allowing these new types of plans to come into their markets, that means especially for younger people, healthier people, they're not paying as much to get healthcare. You know, they're maybe getting slimmed down policies. On the other hand, in blue states, people have more protections, especially people who are sick or older, against price increases.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman joining us from Washington. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.